This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Tensions are growing on the campus of the University of California in Los Angeles after supporters of Israel attacked a pro-Palestinian protest camp Wednesday. Campus police have ordered the protesters to leave their encampment or face arrest. The heavy police presence comes amid intense criticism of administrators and campus police for failing to act quickly to stop the attack. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
UCLA Chancellor Jean Block says that a group of instigators came on campus to forcefully attack the pro-Palestinian encampment, prompting the school to ask for assistance from outside law enforcement agencies. Block says the attack on the students, faculty, and community was utterly unacceptable. He's promising that the university will conduct a thorough investigation that he says may lead to arrests, expulsions, and dismissals, and that they will examine the school's own security response. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has also called for an investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump faces the prospect of additional sanctions in his hush money trial in New York Thursday as he returns to court for another contempt hearing. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Prosecutors are seeking $1,000 each for four comments by Trump that they say violated a gag order barring him from attacking witnesses, jurors, and others. That's on top of a $9,000 fine the judge imposed Tuesday related to other gag order violations and the threat of jail time if he does it again. Also today, testimony resumes from lawyer Keith Davidson, who represented porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal. Both said they had sexual encounters with Trump, which he denies. The former president also denies charges. He falsified business records to pay hush money to silence women before the 2016 election. Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News. The Philippines Foreign Affairs Department said Thursday it summoned a senior Chinese embassy official over the harassment of Philippine vessels in the South China Sea. Manila and Beijing have a long history of territorial disputes in the region, with several collisions involving Philippine and Chinese vessels in recent months. The latest incident happened near the Scarborough Shoal when two Philippine Coast Guard ships were delivering food and fuel to Philippine fishermen. One of the boats was damaged when it was blasted by water cannons from Chinese Coast Guard boats. The Scarborough Shoal is a fisheries-rich atoll seized by China in 2012, despite it being inside the Philippines' 200 nautical mile exclusive economic zone. China has claimed sovereignty over nearly the entire South China Sea, ignoring competing claims from the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam. Lawmakers in the Solomon Islands selected Foreign Minister Jeremiah Manalay as the Pacific Nation's new prime minister. Manalay won 31 votes, while opposition leader Matthew Willey received 18 votes. In his victory speech, the incoming prime minister called for calm, noting the island's history of post-election violence.
Today, we show the world that we are better than that. We must respect and uphold the democratic process of electing our prime minister and set an example for our children and their children.
Manalay traveled to China as foreign minister in 2019 to formalize Solomon Islands' switch in diplomatic ties from Taiwan to China. Wale's coalition of opposition parties had criticized the arrival of Chinese police in 2022 and favored returning to closer ties with traditional aid donors such as Australia and the United States. South Korea recently held talks on joining a part of the AUKUS defense deal between the U.S., Britain, and Australia. VOA Scott Walterman talked to Naoki Aoki, an associate political scientist at the RAND Corporation who specializes in East Asian security issues.
Yes, I think this is part of a strategic alignment in a way. This is part of a bigger development, which is that countries that are worried about China's aggressive actions and the pace of fast pace of military modernization are coming together in a variety of ways, a variety of coalitions and groupings, some people call it mini-laterals, to try to maintain the international order based on international law and maintain stability.
Aoki said South Korea is one of many nations eager to constrain Beijing's territorial ambitions in the South China Sea. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.